Blog Talk Radio.
One of the highlights of the calendar year for St. Vider High School is the presentation of the annual school musical, and that is just about upon us again, so it's a great time to have a quick look and a conversation about that. Hi, everybody. This is Jim Mitchell welcoming you back to A Lion for Life podcast, and one of the highlights for the year for me as well is getting a chance to talk to Kate Costello, who, of course, is the legendary director of those musicals at St. Vider, and a lot to talk about today. Kate, thanks so much. You're busy right now, so thanks for taking the time to join me.
Absolutely. For you, Jim, anything.
Great production this year, The Sound of Music, a classic stage production. What made you choose it this time around?
Well, every show I choose, I always look at the talent from the year before. I generally spend the last weekend looking, thinking what show would suit these particular students, and came upon Sound of Music for a number of reasons. Fit the talent, that was number one. I could see different people in different parts, and also because we have, it was my last show actually that it was at St. James. I went out there 20 years ago with Sound of Music, and it was the first show that I was ever in after college. I was in Richmond, Virginia, and everybody there spoke with Southern accents, you know. Oh, Captain, the children are, and I was like, oh man, my Yankee accent, what am I going to do? So I tried out for Frau Schmidt and did it with a German accent. That way I wouldn't stand out as the only Yankee in the bunch. So it's been near and dear to my heart. Saw it when I was a kid and loved it. I was thinking of going into the convent. So a heroine being, you know, a would-be nun was right up my alley. Mm-hmm. So I've always loved the show. Loved the music, loved the theme.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a show of, as you said, your and my generation, something I think we all grew up with. Were the students today very familiar with the show and the music in it?
Many of them had seen either the movie, which is broadcast, you know, every year, or they had seen the live Broadway show, show that they did a couple of years ago. I think it was Carrie Underwood. So many of them were familiar with that, with the show itself, and certainly with a lot of the songs.
And one of the great things that you have done over the years is because of the talent you have and your desire to have students involved, you've double cast many of the roles. You always get a good turnout. But this is a very large cast. Were you in a position to do some of that double casting again this year, or did you have to spread the talent out a little bit?
Actually, when I started out my first year, I double cast the leads, and everybody thought it was, oh my gosh, how could you do that? Second year, I cast the leads and the dancers. And ever since then, for every show, every play, I have double cast every single role. The turnout has been that good. So, yes, again, we double cast every role down to the last person in the ensemble.
Wow.
It gives more kids a chance to be in the show, to have more involvement. And that's why I do it. That's why I teach students, to give them a chance. To me, I always say I do the show for three reasons. Number one is to have fun and make friends. Number two is to put on a good show. And number three is to make money, in that order. If one of those comes first before having fun and making friends, then I'm out of here.
Well, I think it's a testament to you that you have such a large turnout that you can double cast. I mean, kids just so badly want to be a part of this production at St. Vider, and I think that goes back to all you've done, and you should be recognized for that. But you mentioned a word there that I really caught. You use the word teaching. And in fact, you are a teacher, and this is part
Absolutely.
Of the high school experience. Now, this show has some interesting political, social aspects, certainly at the time it's set. Were you able to integrate that a little bit into the production process so students could understand what was going on at the time?
Absolutely. I think the play and the film that it was based on really don't do an awful lot about the political situation. You know, it was written in the late 50s, and I think they figured most people were aware of what went on during the war at that time, and I found that most of our students did not know about the Anschluss. I explained that that's the German word. In fact, I even bought some lights that had been made in Germany, and the plugs referred to Anschluss, which was the joining of the two plugs together. And I said, that's what Hitler had in mind. He was born in Austria and explained all about the history of the Austrian Empire and how they lost their empire during the First World War. And a lot of people, and it was divided. I said, like many other times in our history, and you could even compare it to our history today, of people having very strong opinions about whether or not they should be part of Germany, whether it should be, you know, this one massive German-Austrian empire like they had the Austrian-Hungarian empire, or should Austria stay independent. And with that background, I think they understood the what was going on in the relationships in the play. The captain says at one point, half my guests aren't talking to the other half, you know. And they say, I don't know who, you know, who you don't know who to make friends with. Because people felt so strongly one way or the other about joining to Germany. So the kids were surprised by that.
Yeah, and it's such an important aspect of the show. And as you mentioned, you know, this is a great musical, but there's dancing. There are, in fact, nuns. There are children. There's just so many different things. What, as a director, when you look at this show, what are some of the big challenges that you think, okay, I've got to make sure we get this right going forward?
Well, one is the nuns, the nuns that sing in that Gregorian chant. You know, what was different when I was a kid, because that was part of what we did in the choir. We knew the Latin mass, we knew the Latin pronunciation. We may not have known this, you know, some of this specific chant, but we certainly knew a lot more of the words. And to these girls, it was like learning a foreign language. And so that has been a big challenge for our nuns. They've had more vocal rehearsals than anyone. And then the other big challenge is the young Von Trapp children. The last time we did it, we only had the two little Gretels were in it. They were related to people in the show. This year we have the two. So we have two preschoolers and two elementary school girls in it who are out of the school. Get there a little later as far as rehearsal times. You don't want to push a five-year-old and have the rehearsals go too long. You know, we still might have Gretel yawning by the time we get to Edelweiss at the end of the show because it's going to be past her bedtime. But that's been a big challenge, just integrating them and watching them and making sure we're not pushing too hard, pushing hard enough. They're very talented little girls, all of them. So that's probably been the biggest challenge. And then as a producer, because I'm the director and the producer. When Mr. Stamm was there back in the day, he had one of the priests was the producer, who dealt with so many of the details and coordinated so much of what goes on with between the tech and the publicity and the ticket sales and everything. Mm-hmm. That all has fallen to me these last 20 years. And so it's one of the reasons to retire. I was just like, this is getting to be a little too much for this old gal. Let somebody else have some of the fun. But that Sound of Music, because of all of those different elements, it's been a challenge.
Wonderful conversation with Kate Costello today on our podcast. Kate, of course, once again, directing the musical, and this will be her final round at St. Vider in doing that. We'll talk about some memories here in just a minute, but always a great conversation. And in addition to the challenges, you mentioned this show goes back historically with you many years. Is there a song or a scene that is still very near and dear to you, one of your favorites from this show?
Well, certainly Climb Every Mountain. That to me is the heart of the show. As far as following your dreams, which I have been lucky enough to do, being part of the staff at St. Viator for these last 20 years and been able to work with the wonderful students. And that is just such an inspirational song. Also, when the captain and Maria sing together, when they sing Sound of Music together after he hears his children sing and you see his character change, and when he looks at her and they both start singing, and I think that just shows the power of music. how it can change people's lives. And to me, that's always a very moving scene. There are many moving scenes. Believe me, I get choked up every time I see a rehearsal with certain scenes. But that, to me, is one of them.
Well, I've certainly realized here we're getting people excited about this and thinking about it, but I haven't mentioned, you know, the details. Can you kind of tell us the dates of production? And speaking of tickets, are they going fast?
Mm-hmm.
Are they still available?
Tickets are doing very well. Our closing night is our there are the fewest seats for closing night, which often happens. People want to be there for the big close. But we open Friday, January 31st, and that's the Rogers cast, and that's a 7:30 show. And then followed by the Hammerstein cast on February 1st. That, too, is a 7:30 show. And then both Sundays, February 2nd and February 9th, we have a 1:30 show. And then we have shows on February 7th and 8th, again, at 7:30. So tickets are available at the box office. It's online. You can call in. We don't do an automated thing. We have an actual box office manager, Carolyn Gerbosch, who does a great job with selling our tickets and making sure people get the tickets they need where they need them.
One of the big events in there is the alumni weekend when some of your former students come back. I know that's always a big moment. Is that do you have time to enjoy that, or are you too busy with the production?
I do always try to make time to see the alumni afterwards, and I always tell them come back and see me, you know, and they and they do. And we've already had quite a number come in to buy tickets and come in and say hello. So I am expecting a good turnout. Yes, always love to see the alum.
Well, I'm going to do one last thing for you here before we let you go, and it's probably unfair because we've got about 2 minutes left, but you have done this, as you said, for many years, and you've touched so many lives, so many students, and done so many great productions. As you look back, as you plan to retire from St. Viator anyway, any particular memories, any shows, students, or moments? I'm sure there's many, but
absolutely.
Any you'd like to share? You know, any special
absolutely.
Ones that stand out for you?
Probably the highlight was when my son, Philip, who missed his junior year because he had he was fighting cancer and had to have major surgery in his jaw. He came back his senior year and was able to be in West Side Story with his friends. And seeing him up there, that kid who'd been through so much, up on that stage with his friends, that's a moment I'll never forget. The other is that every year we have an all-show mass, and the students get up, and the seniors, we limit it to seniors, they get up and talk about what the show has meant to them. And every one of those masses is near and dear to my heart. It's all about family and community and, you know, the kids finding their place at St. Viator through the show. And so that's my other great memory.
Well, and again, many thanks to you for making that environment safe and welcoming to all those students over the years. It has meant so much to them. What about looking forward? Have you had a chance to think about what's next for you as you take a break from all this and try and find time for other things in your life?
Well, speaking of alum, I have my 50th reunion coming up this September. So once the show's over, I'll be working on that. And doing some traveling with my husband, and just having time when I'm not worried about the weather and all the other things, all the worries that go into a show. I mean, having a show in February is always a gamble. So, yeah, just kicking back, seeing more of my grandchildren. I have 5 grandchildren, one of whom is in the show. She's one of the Gretels. So just having a good time with my grandchildren and spending more time with the fam. So that'll be fun. And coming back, of course, and seeing the show next year under new guidance, I'll look forward to doing that.
Well, it'll always be great to have you back for that. On, you know, on behalf of all the alumni and everyone associated with the school, we certainly thank you for your commitment over the years. You've touched so many lives. And, again, thank you for taking some time today and for the show this year, Break a Leg, and for retirement.
Thank you
and
so
what
much.
Lies ahead.
And
don't break
you,
a leg
Jim,
there.
Your,
but
No, but thank you for your continued support of Viator, too. I appreciate all the alum, people like you that keep the school going. It's great. Thank you.
Well, wonderful environment. So, Kate Costello, thank you very much for being here. Everyone, don't forget Sound of Music coming up the next couple of weekends at St. Viator. We want everyone there, and I'm sure it's going to be a packed house. Thanks, everyone, for listening today, and we'll be back to talk some more news about St. Viator in the next couple of weeks. Thanks, everyone.